Chapter 31.
Shock exploded through Luke, and he literally stumbled backward a step. What? He thought of the female presence aboard the Jade Shadow, slipping into his dreams, and even those moments of borderline wakefulness. A body curved into, an arm draped over him. He had been so convinced it was Mara. It was her ship. She had been his wife. Why wouldn't it be Mara?
What is it, Skywalker?
It was G'var Kai, and his voice was concerned. No doubt he was thinking anything powerful enough to distress Luke was something they all needed to worry about. And maybe it was.
It wasn't me,
Mara repeated. Who else could it? And he knew. Horror and repugnance buffeted Luke. He tried to speak, but nothing came out. Luke forced back the shock and nausea. It would serve nothing now. No, it wasn't, he managed finally, his voice raw. I should have known. I'm sorry. Her brilliant green eyes were kind. She was beyond annoyance or jealousy.
You couldn't have. She is ancient and powerful and dangerous, very dangerous. But you're onto her now. She is never what she appears. Remember that. And next time you feel a ghostly presence lying beside you...
She smiled, even as she began to drift downward, her face becoming a smaller oval in the dark water, her hair a fiery nimbus.
Make sure it's me.
Luke laughed, a sound that was almost a sob, and nodded.
Skywalker, if you have anything to share with us that could help us, please do.
It was Talon's voice, cold and irritated. Luke took a deep breath.
We need to return. Now.
Ben stifled a yawn. Sitting beside his father's body was every bit as boring as it had been back on Sinkhole Station. More so as there wasn't the fear of the unknown to keep him alert. Luke knew what he was doing. His body was safe, and Ben could still sense nothing of Abeloth.
Why do you think she's hiding from us?
He asked Vestara.
I wish I could say I think she was afraid, Vestara said. But I think she's just playing with us.
Do you think we can beat her?
I am Sith, Ben. I'm supposed to think Sith can beat anything in the known universe.
Her voice was serious, but when he glanced over at her, she was smiling. It faded a moment later as she continued.
But she's ancient, and very powerful. The only way is if we can trick her somehow.
Trick? Dad wants to go up and start a conversation with her. I'm afraid I have to say I'm with Talon on that. I don't think that'll do much except get us killed.
Yet you were prepared to back his attempt to do so.
So are the Sith.
He paused, peered at her.
Aren't they?
Vestara's gaze slid away.
We'll do whatever is necessary to achieve our goal.
And what is that?
I don't know everything, Ben. I'm just an apprentice,
she snapped.
Vestara, he said quietly. Don't you get tired of all this? All the plotting, all the scheming, all the backstabbing? Wouldn't it be nice to just trust somebody? To completely let go of your suspicions?
She lifted her eyes to him again, and there was sorrow in their dark brown depths.
It sounds lovely, Ben. But that's not my world. It could be.
The words were on Ben's lips, and he might have uttered them, had not Luke begun to stir. He turned his attention back to his father, checking the drip and making sure the transition back to his body would be an easy one. And it was at that moment that Dion bellowed, bolted upright, and sprang for the door.
Vestara! Ben cried. Stop him!
But the Sith girl actually took a step backward and permitted the Force user to pass. Ben stared at her, anguished and infuriated, unable to leave his father until Luke had fully returned. Vistara turned back to Ben and folded her arms. Luke's blue eyes snapped open and fixed on Ben's face.
What happened? Dion just bolted, Ben snarled. And Vistara let him go.